From Washington, this is VOA News. A court in Moscow has sentenced Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 30 days in jail for staging an unsanctioned rally in the capital. Navalny was detained Monday, along with hundreds of his supporters throughout the country, in anti-corruption protests aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin and his allies. Navalny has announced his intention to run for president next year against Putin. He was detained outside his home in Moscow shortly before demonstrators took to the streets there, as well as in St. Petersburg and other cities. A White House spokesman said the United States condemned the detentions. Police in Moscow used pepper spray on the protesters and sometimes pushed them back by beating them with batons. As police led the demonstrators to police vans, some of the protesters shouted, "Shame! Putin is a thief!" and "Freedom to Navalny!" A second United States Court of Appeals has voted to uphold a block on President Trump's executive order that restricts travel to the United States from six mostly Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled unanimously Monday against Trump's temporary ban on the grounds that the president overstepped his authority when he issued his executive order on March 2nd. It was called Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry in the United States. The three-judge panel said while the Immigration and Nationality Act gives the president broad powers, immigration, even for the president, is not a one-person show. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.